This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Just an hour outside of Atlanta is a gym, and that's Barnsley Resort. And this is absolutely the perfect time to visit the fall and the holidays. And here to tell you all about it is Director of Marketing. And here to tell you all about it is Shelby Kolb. And Shelby, I've been going to Barnsley for years, and there's something different and special every time I go that's a memory maker.
Absolutely.
So you're making some changes, I hear.
We are. Barnsley Resort is a very special destination, as you know. Currently, all of our guest rooms and suites are in charming English-inspired cottages all around a village green, and we are growing. We have just broken ground on a new 54-room inn at Barnsley Resort, as well as a new very special social and event space that we're calling Georgian Hall. And all of that is planned to debut at the end of 2017. So we're really looking forward to that.
So Shelby, those little cottages, those speak to the Norman Rockwell place in my head that I like to live.
It's almost like going to Mayberry.
Absolutely.
Where you feel so safe and the kids can run out and ride their bikes and go down to the fishing hole and have those family experiences together and those couples getaways together. It's so special.
So will the inn have this same feel to it?
The inn is being designed to complement the existing cottages that are here now. We do not want to add a 20-story vertical building in the middle of the village.
Right.
We are intentionally adding a 3-story country estate type Ooh. Of structure that is really designed with our partners at Cooper Carey to look like it has been there for years and has grown organically out of this English-inspired village.
If you had to describe to someone how Barnsley Resort became to be, how would you describe it from the ruins? Tell us about the ruins.
To tell that story, we have to go back to the 19th century, really. And Godfrey Barnsley was an Englishman who was running a shipping company out of Savannah. He married the daughter of a society family there, Julia Scarborough, and they had a great love for one another, had many children. Unfortunately, her health was not the strongest at that time, and he looked to build a beautiful estate for her in a climate that would be more conducive to her health conditions. At the time, Northwest Georgia was about a 3-week journey from Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
So can you imagine today?
It kind of feels that way still.
Exactly. It's a world apart. But he began building what was then known as Woodlands Estate in the middle of the woods in Northwest Georgia with a very specific point of view that was very different from the homes that we think of from that time period with the white columns and things like that. He was an Englishman. He had ships operating all over the world, so he had more of a European influence and a very global influence for that time for what he was building. So there are very formal English gardens that you can still explore and enjoy today. There are specimens from Southeast Asia that are still existing today. So that's really the first chapter of the Barnsley story. And through the years, it's unfortunately, the home is now in ruins. A tornado came through in the early 1900s. The family's saga continued during the early part of the 20th century.
So after his wife passed away, how many children did they have?
They had, I believe, 8 children.
Okay.
So they had quite a few. The older daughter, who is also named Julia, is really the one who persevered through all sorts of trials and tribulations, including the Civil War, keeping the estate intact, and passing the legacy and the commitment to that area on to her children and her descendants until, unfortunately, the family lost their fortune after Barnsley passed away, Godfrey Barnsley, and the family lost the property in the early to mid-20th century, and it was forgotten. It was overgrown and just was consumed back into the forest of Northwest Georgia until a Bavarian prince, Fugger, came into the picture and acquired all the land.
How many acres?
At that point, the acreage was the original parcel that was purchased, I believe, was under 1,000 acres. At that point, Godfrey Barnsley had many more, but the family started selling off pieces of it over time to help support their needs at the time. So when Prince Fugger came in, he bought the land originally for timber and then met our wonderful historian, Clint Coker. I know you
love him
very well. And his family
saved it.
He saved it.
Clint
saved it. He arranged a meeting with Prince Fugger and told the story in much more detail and really with so much commitment and passion that he devoted his life to studying this family story. He convinced the prince to resurrect and to bring the ruins back to a way that were approachable for a way that would be approachable for guests to see. So it originally opened as a garden and a historic destination before the resort was developed and the golf course and all the amenities that we enjoy today.
I remember the first time that I went to see the gardens and the ruins, and I just literally had chill bumps. It's a two-story ruin, and there are no up to the mansion, and there are no walls, really, no roof, but it's magical that way.
It is so spectacular. It is a testament to that love story, and the ruins themselves are, as you mentioned, the walls are there. There are different mosses that have taken over on that aged brick. The arched windows are there, but there's no glass. And today, couples get married there almost every weekend because it is such a magical place to have that backdrop and that love story and the legacy of that continue.
And you walk out the front door and here are these gorgeous English gardens.
Yes.
And to have a lot of the plant life survive
and to be carefully and painstakingly restored. Those boxwood hedges that visitors see today in that English parterre in front of the ruins are the original plantings that Godfrey Barnsley
the
had
1900s,
in mid 1800s.
Wow.
So they have really stood the test of time.
And then there's so much more on the grounds, from the different cottages that you can stay in and the bamboo gardens.
Yes, wonderful dining options and the rice house and the Woodlands Grill. So many outdoor activities, whether you want to take a horseback wilderness trail ride through
I've done that. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's so fun with our wranglers. We have an entire sporting enthusiast. We'll love our sporting clays course at this time of year. We're getting into...
I didn't hit... Well, actually, I hit one,
oh,
and
you
I,
did.
Then I quit there.
You need to come back out and see Skip, and he will make you a definite sharpshooter over
well,
the clay
I thought,
course.
You know, once I hit one, I just need to stop there because I was on a high.
Exactly. There's nothing like it, though. Once you break that clay, you definitely want to keep learning more. And then it's fall and it's winter, so our hunting plantation over at Springbank Plantation is now up and running. So we do quail hunts and pheasant releases, and then in the spring we transition into some turkey hunting. So that's a lot of fun, too, for those outdoor sporting enthusiasts.
And then you have the beer garden, which I love. That just brings people together
that you would
not likely meet.
It's so casual, and with the picnic tables, you sit down with other people, and we have so many regional craft beers. That's such a popular trend now.
Roast marshmallows
at the campfire, and taste the Monday Night Brewing exclusive brew that we have there. So there are just so many different options.
And it's a wonderful thing for families, and the way the cottages are laid out, it's you can have a nice sized room with your own bathroom to yourself, or you can get the whole cottage, which will have four, and then you will have your own living room.
Absolutely. So all of our guest rooms and suites are in those cottages, and they vary. So if you have a family or a group of friends getting together, there are so many different layouts, and we have cottages up to 7 bedrooms.
Wow.
So multi-generational travel at this time of year for the holidays, that's a great option because you have a shared living room, you have that butler style kitchen so you can stock the pantry, and just have those gathering places that are so wonderful. We have fireplaces in almost all of our accommodations, so you can have a wood burning fire there in your suite in the living room, and that's so cozy. Of course, we have fire pits throughout the entire resort and provide those s'more supply complimentary, so people are out toasting s'mores after dinner every night. It's just, again, it's such a special place.
And it's so close to Atlanta. It is a straight shot up 75.
It couldn't be easier.
Get off on the Adairsville mm-hmm. exit and take a left.
Just left, right, and you're there. Off of exit 306.
1 hour away. Okay, Shelby, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few of the things that are coming up, mm-hmm. Particular to Barnsley Resort, that are new, and then some old favorites that you'll be looking forward to. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it. Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Just an hour outside of Atlanta is a gem, and that's Barnsley Resort. And this is absolutely the perfect time to visit, the fall and the holidays. And here to tell you all about it is Director of Marketing. And here to tell you all about it is Shelby Cobb. And Shelby, I've been going to Barnsley for years. And there's something different and special every time I go that's a memory maker.
Absolutely.
So you're making some changes, I hear.
We are. Barnsley Resort is a very special destination, as you know. Currently, all of our guest rooms and suites are in charming English-inspired cottages all around a village green. And we are growing. We have just broken ground on a new 54-room inn at Barnsley Resort, as well as a new very special social and event space that we're calling Georgian Hall. And all of that is planned to debut at the end of 2017. So we're really looking forward to that.
So, Shelby, those little cottages, those speak to the Norman Rockwell place in my head that I like to live.
It's almost like going to Mayberry.
Absolutely.
Where you feel so safe and the kids can run out and ride their bikes and go down to the fishing hole and have those family experiences together and those couples getaways together. It's so special.
So will the inn have the same feel to it?
The inn is being designed to complement the existing cottages that are here now. We do not want to add a 20-story vertical building in the middle of the village.
Right.
We are intentionally adding a 3-story country estate type Ooh. Of structure that is really designed with our partners at Cooper Carey to look like it has been there for years and has grown organically out of this English-inspired village.
If you had to describe to someone how Barnsley Resort became to be, how would you describe it from the ruins? Tell us about the ruins.
To tell that story, we have to go back to the 19th century, really. And Godfrey Barnsley was an Englishman who was running a shipping company out of Savannah. He married the daughter of a society family there, Julia Scarborough, and they had a great love for one another, had many children. Unfortunately, her health was not the strongest at that time, and he looked to build a beautiful estate for her in a climate that would be more conducive to her health conditions. At the time, Northwest Georgia was about a 3-week journey from Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
So can you imagine? Today,
it kind of feels that way still.
Exactly. It's a world apart. But he began building what was then known as Woodlands Estate in the middle of the woods in Northwest Georgia with a very specific point of view that was very different from the homes that we think of from that time period with the white columns and things like that. He was an Englishman. He had ships operating all over the world. So he had more of a European influence and a very global influence for that time for what he was building. So there are very formal English gardens that you can still explore and enjoy today. There are specimens from Southeast Asia that are still existing today. So that's really the first chapter of the Barnsley story. And through the years, it's unfortunately the the home is now in ruins. A tornado came through in the early 1900s. The family's saga continued during the early part of the 20th century.
So after his wife passed away, how many children did they have?
They had, I believe, 8 children.
Okay.
So they had quite a few. The older daughter, who is also named Julia, is really the one who persevered through all sorts of trials and tribulations, including the Civil War, keeping the estate intact, and passing the legacy and the commitment to that area on to her children and her descendants, until unfortunately the family lost their fortune after Barnsley passed away, Godfrey Barnsley, and the family lost the property in the early to mid 20th century, and it was forgotten. It was overgrown and just was consumed back into the forest of Northwest Georgia until a Bavarian prince, Fugger, came into the picture and acquired all the land.
How many acres?
At that point, the acreage was the original parcel that was purchased, I believe, was under 1,000 acres at that point. Godfrey Barnsley had many more, but the family started selling off pieces mm-hmm. of it over time to help support their needs at the time. So when Prince Fugger came in, he bought the land originally for timber and then met our wonderful historian, Clint Coker. I know you
love
know him very well. And
He saved it. Clint
he
saved it.
Arranged a meeting with Prince Fugger and told the story in much more detail, and really with so much commitment and passion that he devoted his life to studying this family story. He convinced the prince to resurrect and to bring the ruins back to a way that were approachable for a way that would be approachable for guests to see. So it originally opened as a garden and a historic destination mm-hmm. Before the resort was developed and the golf course and all the mm-hmm. amenities that we enjoy today.
I remember the first time that I went to see the gardens and the ruins, and I just literally had chill bumps. There's it's a two-story mm-hmm. Ruin, and there are no up to the mansion, and there are no walls, really, no roof, but it's magical that way.
It is so spectacular. It is a testament to that love story, and the ruins themselves are, as you mentioned, the walls are there. There are different mosses that have taken over on that aged brick. The arched windows are there, but there's no glass. And today, couples get married there almost every weekend because it is such a magical place to have that backdrop and that mm-hmm. love story and the legacy of that continue.
And you walk out the front door and here are these gorgeous English gardens.
Yes.
And to have a lot of the plant life survive.
And to be carefully and painstakingly restored, those boxwood hedges that visitors see today in that English parterre in front of the ruins are the original plantings that Godfrey Barnsley had installed in the mid-1800s.
Mid-18. Wow.
So they have really stood the test of time.
And then there's so much more on the grounds. From the different cottages that you can stay in and the bamboo gardens.
Yes, wonderful dining options and the rice house and the Woodlands Grill. So many outdoor activities, whether you want to take a horseback wilderness trail ride through
I've done that.
The
it's
forest.
Wonderful.
Oh, it's so fun with our wranglers. We have an entire sporting enthusiast. We'll love our sporting clays course at this time of year. We're mm-hmm. getting into.
I didn't hit. Well, actually, I hit one,
oh,
and
you did.
Then I quit there.
You need to come back out and see Skip, and he will make you a definite sharpshooter over
well,
the clay
I thought,
course.
You know, once I hit one, I just need to stop there because I was on a high.
Exactly. There's nothing like it, though. Once you break that clay,
yes.
You definitely want to keep learning more. And then it's fall and it's winter, so our hunting plantation over at Springbank Plantation is now up and running. So we do quail hunts and pheasant releases, and then in the spring we transition into some turkey hunting. So that's
wow.
a lot of fun, too, for those outdoor sporting enthusiasts.
And then you have the beer garden, which I love. That just brings people together
that you would
not likely meet.
It's so casual, and with the picnic tables, you sit down with other people, and we have so many regional craft beers. That's such a popular trend now.
Roast marshmallows
at the campfire, and taste the Monday Night Brewing exclusive brew that we have there. So there are just so many different options.
And it's a wonderful thing for families, and the way the cottages are laid out, it's you can have a nice sized room with your own bathroom to yourself, or you can get the whole cottage, which will have four, and then you will have your own living room.
Absolutely. So all of our guest rooms and suites are in those cottages, and they vary. So if you have a family or a group of friends getting together, there are so many different layouts, and we have cottages up to 7 bedrooms.
Wow.
So multi-generational travel at this time of year for the holidays, that's a great option because you have a shared living room, you have that butler style kitchen so you can stock the pantry, and just have those gathering places that are so wonderful. We have fireplaces in almost all of our accommodations, so you can have a wood burning fire there in your suite and the living room, and that's so cozy. Of course, we have fire pits throughout the entire resort and provide those s'more supply complimentary, so people are out toasting s'mores after dinner every night. It's just, again, it's such a special place.
And it's so close to Atlanta. It is a straight shot up 75.
It couldn't be easier.
Get off on the Adairsville exit and take a left.
Just left, right, and you're there. Off of exit 306.
1 hour away. Okay, Shelby, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few of the things that are coming up, particular to Barnsley Resort, that are new, and then some old favorites that you'll be looking forward to. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
And AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're talking about the great Barnsley Resort. And we've given you a little history on the background of Barnsley and all the great things that are happening at Barnsley with their new expansion. But now we're going to talk about the really fun part, all the holiday things that are going on, and things that you can participate in if you're going to be a guest, and then also things that you can just drive around and look at them and enjoy. And we are speaking with Shelby Kolb, and she is the marketing director for Barnsley. And Shelby, so I am a holiday nut, and I love decorating. I love anything holiday themed. And I'm sure that Barnsley decorates every single leaf, pine tree, every brick that juts out on the ruins, everything.
Every mantle, just about everything standing still, we find a way to decorate it, to light it, to make it magical for the holiday season.
That is
great. We are nuts about the holidays, too.
And I haven't mentioned anything thus far about the fairy godmother, but Barnsley Resort has a fairy godmother.
Yes,
we
do.
And she is fantastic. She reads your mind, and she does little things throughout your visit to make it so special. And she goes into overdrive during the holidays.
She does. She is in overdrive throughout the year, really, but the holidays are an extra magical time for the fairy godmother. So she can decorate a tree to place in your cottage if you're going to be there over the actual holiday time period. But then she also invites guests to come join her to do some workshops throughout the season. So if you want to bring the kids to a gingerbread house making workshop, we have one of those planned the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, fun.
On November 25th. It is so much fun, but we definitely recommend to call and book early for that. And then for the grown-ups, wreath making workshops.
Oh, cool.
Which are absolutely fantastic. Our horticulture experts, as well as the fairy godmother and her team, are available to assist you with decorating the perfect wreath that will complement your own decor at home. So you can take that piece of Barnsley Resort home with you. We forage in all of the forests surrounding the resort to gather evergreen branches and items, that natural items that you can work into the decor. And then we have all of the ribbons and other adornments to go with that.
So you're taking a little bit of a Barnsley home with you. I doubt there'll be a little bit of boxwood in there. Barnsley boxwood.
No, those boxwoods, we are very protective of those. But we have thousands of acres surrounding the resort. We have 3,000 total acres today, so we have lots of places that we can do some thoughtful pruning without damaging anything, but so that you can take some of those elements home with you.
Okay, tell me about a gingerbread house, because when I buy the little kit at the grocery store and I try to build a gingerbread house, it looks like a two-year-old has tried to do this thing.
We have all types of levels of gingerbread house crafters come with us. Some people do bring their two-year-olds and they have a lot of fun playing. Fairy Godmother has been doing this for years. So just like with the wreaths, where we have all of the materials gathered, we have all of the candy and all of the figurines and all of those pieces to make a magical fairy godmother inspired gingerbread house that you can take home too.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Now what about families who would like to spend, say, Thanksgiving at Barnsley?
Well, that is definitely an option. Those estate cottages are a great option for multi-generational families. We do book very early for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I bet.
Because we have families who come back to see us year after year, and that really is their holiday tradition,
yeah.
Which, what is better than that?
Because you cook and you do the dishes.
We do all of the cooking. Our chefs prepare elaborate Thanksgiving holiday displays with traditional favorites, as well as some chef-inspired specialties that you might not necessarily find at home that are still inspired by all the harvest and the produce that's found this season. And we can do all of that work for you, both for Thanksgiving. We have great dining experiences planned for Christmas, and that just carries us right through the holidays.
That's amazing. So now, if I'm not staying at the resort, but I want to just drive through and look at your decorations, can I do that?
You can. Guests who are not staying at the resort, or visitors really, they are welcome to come in, and the garden fee is very reasonable, and they'll come in, and we really say it's more of a walking tour, so they'll come in and park, and that way they can stop in all of the restaurants and the lobby area and see all of the professional decor that we have throughout the resort. Each one is themed a little bit different. So in the Woodlands Grill, you'll find antlers worked into the trees and woodland figurines of woodland animals. Mm-hmm. And the Rice House has a bit more of a historic slant until you work your way over to the ruins. And we were talking about these ruins earlier. The boxwood parterre is lit, but we put real Christmas trees in each of the rooms in the ruins as well, and decorate all of the mantles.
I can barely get one tree done.
So it is. Well, it's wonderful when you have an amazing team of colleagues who are available to assist. And we have a wonderful decor partner, Julie Swan, out of Dalton, who she and her team spend months preparing for this before they come on property.
Wow. Now, if I'm not a guest, which you should be, but if I'm not a guest, can I dine at
Absolutely.
The Rice House or the
Rice
Woodlands
House
Grill?
Or the Woodlands Grill, or for something more casual at the Beer Garden. All of our amenities, the restaurants, our activities, they're all available for guests, whether you're coming for the day or whether you're staying overnight. So we are very welcoming to people visiting for the day.
And corporate events, holiday parties.
It's that season, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have so many different venues, and it's wonderful to plan your event at a place like Barnsley Resort, because again, we have all of that decor taken care of. You don't have to think about that. So that's one element you can check off your list. We'll do all of the catering for you. Everything's in one place, and it's a lot of fun. You can stay overnight there at the resort too. So if everyone has a great time, then they have a wonderful place to rest their head that night.
And I just love the history. And the prince that bought the resort,
yes,
his cabin is on the other side of the
cabin. Yeah. Yes, named for Prince Fugger. So it is outside of the main resort village of all of our English-inspired cottages. It's a little bit different than everything else. It is a log cabin. Absolutely available for reservation. It's a 3-bedroom cabin that overlooks the lake. It's the only accommodation we call a cabin because it is that tongue and groove log cabin style. It has 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. Great spot for a family. You have your own private fire pit there overlooking a lake. It is like a cabin in the woods, but you have all the amenities of a resort. So again, you don't have to do the cooking. You can have a great dining experience. You can go horseback riding and take advantage of all of that, but have your own private retreat.
And I have been to 2 weddings at Barnsley, and they were fabulous. I mean, they had votive candles on every little brick that jutted out, and it was magical.
Absolutely spectacular. The ruins are our most popular venue that's requested, and they can be a canvas for any style of wedding that you might want to create, whether it's very formal or if it is playing more to that rustic style there. So we have many couples who choose to get married during the holiday season because they are lit with the white holiday lights during the season, as well as the decor is there. And then we leave the lights up going into the winter. So you can have that magical winter wonderland wedding experience. And we always have a special package in the winter time frame for couples looking for that. This year we call it Love in Winter. So we've put together all of the components that you're looking for in your venue to create that magical winter wonderland style wedding.
You know, you do so many tiny little unique things. There's so much going on. The bamboo garden.
Yes.
And then how you've carved out the middle of the bamboo.
Like a private grove, bamboo grove. Fairy godmother can set a private dinner for you there. It's also a popular place if someone's needing help popping the question. That's also a really popular spot that she can set that up for couples looking to pop the question.
And there are little twinkle lights up there, and it's so secluded, so private.
And unexpected. There are little spots like that throughout the resort.
So is that natural that the bamboo just grew?
Well, no. We have it was growing, and then we cut out the center of it to create. That's kind of like a keyhole entry. If you're listening and you walk into the door, the natural doorway created by the opening in the bamboo to a round open area in the center. But once you're inside, people can walk right past, and they almost don't know you're there because it creates such a natural screen for you.
It's amazing. And then you can also have the Woodlands Grill pack a picnic for you, and you can take it anywhere on the grounds, up in the ruins or anywhere.
So many special places.
Yes,
the
and
open
have a
meadow.
Picnic.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's near and dear to my heart, and there's so much going on.
There is. So anytime that you want to visit during the holiday season, just take a break from all of that hustle and bustle that we all get caught up in with the shopping and checking lists and holiday parties. We have our Light Up the Holidays package where you can come stay overnight and enjoy the lights and all of the amenities and your cottage and build a fire in that. And we'll give you a keepsake Barnsley Resort ornament.
I just got butterflies.
I know. You'll have to come experience that. And that's a great way to really sit back and take a deep breath and enjoy everything that we do for you during the holiday season.
Well, Shelby, how would you like people, what's the best way to make reservations?
They can visit our website at barnsleyresort.com or give us a call at 770-773-7480, and we'll take care of the rest.
And I'm sure there are some fabulous pictures on your website
stunning.
People can see.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, get a jump on the holidays and enjoy them. And you can see all that Barnsley Resort has to offer. And fall in that area is just magical.
Beautiful.
Shelby Kolb, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, take advantage of Barnsley Resort Check their website, give them a call. There are great specials and great things to do and memories to be made with your family and friends. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It's time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. I can't believe it, David, but it's that time of year that we're looking at Thanksgiving, and we always have the conversation to cook or not to cook.
That is the question, because I'm a firm believer in not to cook. Now,
I'm a half and halfer.
Don't get me wrong. I relish the joy of the Thanksgiving meal. Exactly, because it is, I mean, if you think about it, it is the union of about eight of the greatest comfort foods of all time on one table. But when you break down the time it takes to cook, and then the time it takes to clean up, because there's a couple more hours there. I mean, the ratio is just out of whack, because you eat it, you know, I know with my kids, you eat in 20 minutes, and then you got to run off and do stuff. So I am a big advocate, and at BelindaSkelton.com, I will give you all the ammunition you need for either going in and dining on Thanksgiving Day at a fabulous restaurant, or let a master chef cook it for you, and then you bring it home and look like the champion. So if you go to BelindaSkelton.com, you will see bountiful buffets and family feasts. I've got great information from Le Bilboquet in Buckhead, Chicken and the Egg in Marietta, the Iberian Pig. Ray's restaurants do great buffets. So you can go in. These are all open on Thanksgiving Day. The Ritz-Carlton downtown has an incredible, they've done a renovation of their restaurant. That's amazing. Now, if you want to pick it up to go, there's some fantastic restaurants where you can order it in, and you got to go ahead and get going on that. So go to BelindaSkelton.com. Serpa's True Food, Parrish in Inman Park, Wahoo Grill in Decatur, Star Provisions, you know, Annie Quattrano from Bacchanalia. You know, why don't you let her do the cooking?
You know, I'm not sure I could pass off anything that she cooked that as mine.
You would really have to get a lot of wine going, I think, to convince people. But anyway, again, at BelindaSkelton.com, I am urging you, don't cook this Thanksgiving. Save the energy and just have a great feast. And happy Thanksgiving to all the Atlanta Living listeners.
And where can we find you during the week?
My website is BitesAndSights.net, and follow me on social media, Bites and Sights.
Folks, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.